Live from the In the Room studios located in the Net Carrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Today, I declare myself officially a rodeo clown.
T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
None of these assholes would have the balls to say any of this to anyone live.
I get hard as one of them stones. I'm gonna hurl at a homosexual.
He got 6 ounces of weed and he's saving his roaches?
Bangable and diabetic.
Punch the car keys.
This is Stevie Wonder.
Free speech zone should just be the air, motherfucker. Catch the crowd.
The show is wildly popular.
My, the crab diving studios in Koreatown, Los Angeles, USA. It's Crab Nation with your hosts, Patrick Vile, Ryan Pfeiffer.
Everybody, it's Crab Nation Thursday, slinging at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, USA. We're going to be here for the next couple hours till 2 p.m. Pacific, till 5 p.m. on the Eastern Coast. Thanks for listening to us, y'all. My name's Patrick Vile.
What up? I'm Ryan Pfeiffer. How's it going?
It's going.
I love that song. What is that song you played?
It's Will I Am.
Uh-huh.
Will dot I dot am. The world is crazy.
He's so important. Will I Am.
And they can't, I don't think they can use periods in YouTube videos or whatever, so it just looks like William.
Oh, when you title a YouTube video, you can't use punctuation?
I think you can, but the something that when I was looking for the file, you can't name the MP3 file.
Oh,
with a
dot.
See.
Okay.
So it looks like William.
Man, technology is a motherfucker.
That's right. And now there's somebody out there going, all he has to do is this. And
yeah, stupid.
What is he, stupid?
Yes. Yeah, sometimes. Not often.
Listen to Will I Am. The world's gone crazy.
You have more smart moments than stupid moments, wouldn't you think? I've known you for years.
God,
you have shitloads of smart moments.
Well, thanks, G.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That's very nice of you. for listening to us. We've got on the Twitter machine, follow us. Let's see, it's at Crab Diving.
Yes.
And I don't know, I'm just checking it, and somebody just tweeted some shit about a cat.
Oh, no.
Apparently there's a cat picture that's really important. trending.
Twending?
I don't know what's twending today.
Twending.
Palin.
Twending on Twitter?
The word Palin be trending.
No, yeah. It's got to be because of that audio.
I believe that is, and I believe...
Of the brawl.
In fact, part of one of the stories I've got for today, part of the follow-up to yesterday's news, ladies and gentlemen.
Crab Nation follow-ups.
Where...
Go fuck yourself.
If you missed it, you can go where?
To crabdiving.com
and
/ something, right? Live
yeah,
shows.
Go to crabdiving.com and go to the archives or whatever. Go
yes.
to October, go to most recent shows, et cetera, et cetera. And you can listen to us talk about
right.
and laugh about and play.
Couple of libs.
Play the Bristol Palin, Willow Palin.
Good God, man.
Trooper Palin.
Trooper.
Twitter.
Track. I keep telling you, his fucking name is Track. Track
man.
Palin, the guy that is.
We don't hear Track. Track is apparently off raging somewhere shirtless.
Right.
When this video was recorded by the policeman.
Track's got to be the first
the
one
husband.
To. He's the first one to lose it.
Turd. The husband.
Todd.
Who. I mean, it really sounds like he's holding shit together in the video or
no,
in the audio when he's allegedly just drunk out of his fucking
right.
skull.
But let me tell you something. He's done this a million times. What do you mean? He takes his family to a nice, respectable party, and all of a sudden the Wasilla-Billy start throwing down.
You think that
start
might be
kicking some shit?
A little bit of what's going on there.
Happens all the time. He was probably like, "Listen, Sarah, let's not get the fucking stretch Hummer limo with a wet bar. Track's gonna get wasted." Bristol's going to start crying and throwing haymakers.
Well, speaking of Bristol,
ooh,
we played. Bristol Palin.
Shut up, hippie.
And the Wasilla-Billies.
Fuck you, liberal.
She, I guess, has finally spoken out.
You don't know nothing.
Don't cuss, Willow.
Don't cuss, Willow.
You know, whenever she says Willow, I swear to God, I'm going to bring it up again. I picture the title character of the movie Willow, co-starring Val Kilmer, and a little person. That's who I picture, no matter what. Mad Mardigan.
Right.
Whatever.
So now, according to, I'm reading talkingpointsmemo.com.
Yes.
E Pinko Liberal website that it is.
If each.
We support it wholeheartedly.
Hell yeah.
Which, you know, all this shit really has a disappointingly annoying amount of pop-up bullshit.
No, really?
Now. And like if you, don't you hate that shit when you're scrolling over an article?
Yes.
And a certain word, if you accidentally scroll over a certain word, it pops up into some bullshit.
Right, and it's porn.
Well, they obviously remember where.
Do you guys know me or what?
Bristol, right. The eldest daughter of you-know-who, Sarah Palin, who could have been a grabber away from the White House.
Don't
cuss, Willow.
Holy fuck, I mean.
She broke her silence on Wednesday with a blog post. Bristol is blogging.
She can write? I mean, I don't know.
Somebody posted in Bristol's name.
Okay.
And here, these are the words from Bristol Palin. First, the media said Trigg was not really my mom's kid.
Wait, it is Trigg and not Track.
No,
Trigg and a Track.
Track is the older one who was throwing punches
sure.
at the drunken brawl.
Okay.
Ripped his shirt off.
Oh, the fun one.
And it was apparently bloodied and messed up.
Somebody beat the shit out of him.
And Trigg is the youngest.
Okay.
Then back to Bristol.
Okay.
Quote, then they claimed my mom said, I can see Russia from my house.
She did say that, though, didn't she?
I think she kind of said something about
it. I mean, yeah.
From her porch.
Right.
Yeah.
She said she could fucking see Russia.
Recently, they said my parents are getting a, giving a divorce.
Oh, we're giving a divorce party for you. Would
giving
you like one?
A divorce, parentheses,
like,
S-I-C, close
well,
parentheses.
Well, let me tell you something. There are plenty of guys out there that have been given a divorce, and they've puts a big smile on their fucking face.
Most of the time, I let the lies pass.
Yes.
I'm trying to – I should sound dumber. After all, the truth eventually comes out, but when people are selling scoop photos and false information, sometimes the truth just isn't as profitable.
Yeah, stupid.
So she goes on to, you know, talk about how magnanimous she is. Not that's a word I'm using.
She did not use
that's
magnanimous.
Not in, that's not in this blog
post. We call bullshit!
But, you know, how honorable she is and brave that she's coming out. She's now coming out and speaking about these injustices that she's being that are being heaped upon her.
In a blog post, no less.
This mother of the year who bravely left her child out of the drunken brawl, left him sitting, playing with some, I don't know,
yes,
Lego slave owner,
right?
Kit. I bought little Trig the plantation set.
Oh yeah.
Oh, wait, it's not Trig. I don't know what her kid's name is.
I don't know. Tuck. Tucker.
I don't know what Bristol
Gunner.
Palin. Bristol Palin didn't.
It's got to be Gunner.
The kid belongs to that other idiot that he did Playgirl. The father of Bristol's baby.
The father of Bristol's baby.
Anyway.
I don't remember his name, but I know of whom you speak.
So, continuing.
Yes.
The Bristol Palin blog post. She said, instead of listening to all the people who weren't there, people who claim they heard this from their cousin, brother, sister-in-law, stepdaughter, long-lost little brother.
Right.
Let me tell you what actually happened.
The haters can step the fuck off.
Go on. Our friend got knocked out from a cheap shot from behind.
Oh, from behind?
It's the homosexual agenda yet again.
Mm.
His injury resulted in 10 stitches,
ooh,
so it was really low.
What? But I get it.
This is an idiot.
Right, right. This is a stupid person.
Why would anyone do this? Well, here's a hint.
Because you suck.
period. Should be a colon. I feel like I should correct this as we
yeah, yes. Correct it. Send it back to her. It'll do her good.
Here's a hint. The guy was on social media during this incident tweeting, about to get famous. When Willow saw all this happening, she looked at the guy's mom and said, get a hold of your son.
Uh-oh.
But apparently the apple didn't fall too far from the tree because his mom pushed Willow. A grown woman pushed my little sister.
Did you just say a groaned?
Grown.
Oh, grown. Okay, that would be an amazing
did I
typo.
Say
or,
grown?
No. I'm just saying, if she wrote that would be great.
By this point, I'd already gotten into the car.
The car?
Remind everyone, it was a giant stretch Hummer.
Limo? I mean, good fucking God. I talked about this yesterday. There's got to be one of those to rent in Anchorage. It's Anchorage, for God's sake.
Right, there's probably one or two of them. She says, Willow, wait, I was in the car, but when Willow ran to me crying, telling me that some lady had pushed her down, I got out of the car to go talk to her. Any big sister would do this. Here we go.
Okay.
Next to God.
Oh, shit.
Family is the most important thing to me.
Oh, my God. Cue the violins.
In fact, that day we'd had a surprise party for my dad.
The orchestra swells.
We all secretly gathered in garage.
Right. In garage.
She's saving space.
Is she British?
With articles.
She's is she British? Like, I'm in hospital.
Garage, in hospital.
Hello.
Or she, Asian.
Oh, I'm Bristol Palin.
And yelled, surprise! No comma.
Right.
When we walked in.
Uh-huh.
The real surprise was that we had gotten him a truck, too. No comma.
Okay.
But the evening that began so well took a turn for the worse when this guy decided he wanted to get famous. After I got out of the car, I didn't get far. I never even got to talk to his mom because a guy in his late 30s or early 40s got in my face.
I can't be sure.
Some ancient motherfucker.
Fuck you, Bristol.
In his late 30s or 40s got in my face.
Wait. Is this Willow or Bristol? I forget.
Bristol.
Okay.
Willow has already been defiled.
Okay.
Pushed down by some ancient woman of 40.
Will Bristol invoke the her spiritual leader again?
I think she's going to call
Sky God.
Well, she may call her spirit animal. She's
going to.
What would Bristol's spirit animal be? Give us a call, 855-862-7234.
I don't know.
He was towering over me, probably at 6 foot something and over 200 pounds. He puffed his chest out. Puffed his chest out and started yelling.
She reads a lot of dime store novels.
You cunt.
Whoa.
She spelled it C-N-T.
Okay.
I'm assuming he didn't call her a cant.
She's demure.
Or a scent.
Right.
I'm filling it in for the listeners.
Yes. Why? You know,
he looked right in my eyes and said,
right.
Get the fuck out of here, you slut.
Whoa. Oh, my God. Now, did she spell fuck the whole way? Or
so he knew who she was.
Did she go F-C-K, or was she a big girl and read
F-C-K? She did F-C-K.
Oh, what a pussy. Oh, my God. You can't write fuck in a blog post?
Don't touch it, Willow.
Oh, that's right. That's Willow. Bristol's old enough to do whatever the fuck she wants.
She's a mom, and her child was there.
Yeah, yeah.
The Hummer.
My child is playing Tinker Toys in the fucking Hummer limo.
I was, get the fuck out of here, you slut, he said. I was alarmed things had gotten so bad so fast, but it got even worse when this guy started pushing me.
No.
He had his hands on me, pushing me down. That's when I swung and hit his face.
So she was flat on the ground being held down, then she was able to swing upward and hit this gigantic 200-pound dude with his chest puffed out.
She said, blah, blah, blah. Didn't faze him. He pushed me down to the ground, kept me there. It was scary and awful. He held me down until somebody got me out of the situation. That's it. That's the story. I didn't swing at him 7 times with a strong right hook, as so many so-called news stories, go to crabdiving.com,
right,
have reported. After this incident, I still had a perfect manicure on all 10 of my nails.
Oh, okay. Her Tahitian sunset bejeweled fucking Lee press-on nails. Nary a hair on those fucking fingernails were harmed. Evidence that
What kind of nails does Bristol... hashtag Bristol's nails. We should see if that's going. We should start that one. What kind of nails?
I think she has...
What kind of artwork would Bristol Palin have on her nails?
She has moose antlers on them.
Plus, I'm left-handed.
Plus...
I wouldn't even begin to know how to begin swinging
at
someone.
We need Dexter here to examine the crime scene.
So she it goes on and on and on. And we'll put a link to it on facebook.com/crabdiving. Right. That's just the follow-up.
Why does she give a fuck? I mean, honestly, so Bristol didn't swing at anybody at this party, okay? I think the same of her either way. It doesn't matter to me. I think she's a lunatic, and I think her whole family's crazy.
Right.
Any way this story turns out, I don't know. I still think they're all loonies.
Right. You're not going to subscribe to Sarah Palin TV?
No, there's nothing in this story that's going to be like, oh, my God, an aha moment. Now I understand the insanity that is the Palin clan, you know?
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know. They're not often discussed in purgatory, are they? I don't know. Why are you even worried about fast food wages? We believe in America where minimum wage jobs, they're not lifetime gigs. They're stepping stones.
I don't know how this person, this family, goes into any party without getting punched in the face. I mean, you know what I mean?
I think there's a lot of ripped shirts.
Oh, yeah.
Ripped off shirts in the Palin wake.
Yeah, yeah. Track is like...
the Silabilly wake.
The Incredible Hulk. His the...
Bruce Banner?
Yeah, who played him? The deaf dude.
The Lou Ferrigno.
He's just like Lou Ferrigno when he turns green.
We can check, see what's going on the headlines, ladies and gentlemen. We like to play the breaking news game. Today's version is the drop was way too loud.
Right.
News game.
We need to work with the in-studio orchestra a little after the show today.
We've just sent an electrical shock.
You guys need
through
a tune
the board
up.
To the engineer. Fuck him. Headlines on the Huffington Post right now.
Yes.
I did see this, in fact.
What is it?
This was going to be one of our stories later, so we'll cover this right now. On the Huffington Post, ain't a big news day, apparently. I think we're already over bullets flying in the capital of Canada.
Yeah, yeah. It's Canada, you know. It's all right.
Although I did hear one of their members of parliament up there, I guess some guy pretty high up, was talking to one of our news people here in
Borsky.
And he was like, well, we just want to thank our cousins to the south. You know, sometimes you guys rankle us and stuff, but, you know, we get together really well, and you're like our closest relative.
Come over here and rankle us. Rankle me. I like that. From behind.
Because right now, it ain't the best thing to go around saying, we love America.
Right.
America is our greatest ally. For some reason, I don't know, in the world.
Was the shooter of ISIS, is it known yet? What's his affiliation?
I don't believe that has been proven yet, but we haven't gone over to the Drudge Report.
Oh, okay. Do you think he's ISIS at Vile Experience?
I mean, he changed his name to some Islamic. So I mean, I think that might have. I think it's Islamic radicalization.
Right.
Does he have an ISIS card?
Yes.
Does he go to their club? Is he allowed? I don't know.
Is ISIS finally done with America, and are they focusing on Canada now?
I don't know why they're pissed at Canada.
I don't know either. I didn't even know the capital of Canada.
Canada's just sitting up there.
Until you told me. It's huge. It's huge up there, right?
It's sitting up there with its feet up, just, you know.
But isn't most of it ice?
Freezing its little balls off?
Most of it's ice and polar bears.
Right.
So what do we – is there a Disney? Is there a Disneyland in Canada? Ottawa Disney?
I don't think so.
What? Why is ISIS? What could Canada have done to piss off ISIS? I'm just trying to figure out.
I don't know. I guess they're trying to figure that out,
right,
too. But one thing I did see, I saw an article, and I actually saw some of the coverage of it, was one of their main TV stations there, like the main national, you know, one big TV station,
yeah,
which is, guess what, owned by the government.
Canuck Tube.
They didn't have any of that, oh my God, we're all going to die,
right,
kind
yeah
of coverage. They every step of the way was like, we're going to make sure that this isn't just rumor and this isn't crazy.
Right.
We're not going to tell you something until we've proven it 10 different times.
Yeah.
And a lot of people here in America are saying, hey, take a look. This is the way. This is how you cover that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you want to get ratings, or you want to fucking stand around with your dick in your hands?
That's
true. Hey, I heard a guy on the BBC. He asked some Canadian official, were you prepared for this attack? And you know what the guy said? He goes, I don't know if we were. We got to do an investigation on how we responded. I can't tell you that for sure, eh? What do you think happens? Yeah, whatever. What do you think happens if someone were to ask, say, Tom Ridge, were you prepared for this attack? Oh yes, we had all kinds of protocols.
Well, we were,
place.
But the president.
Yes. Oh, the yeah, yeah, not prepared at all.
The current president. What's Tom Ridge doing these days?
Oh, I think he's up in Van Nuys. I think he's a stunt cock.
Does he have a room in Vegas?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Tom Ridge, he does an hour every week. He opens for what's that? The broad from Titanic. Celine Dion. Tom Ridge warms up the crowd for a Celine Dion show.
I think that's how she's titled on the billboards there.
Oh, really?
Celine Dion, A Night with the Broad from Titanic.
Well, really, I mean, name me another Celine Dion song, a Titanic song. I can't think of fucking one. Not one.
I can't either.
My Heart Will Go On, right? That's it. My anaconda don't. Not that one.
That's not her.
How much is it to see Celine Dion? I mean,
she's taking time off because her husband's sick.
Oh, really?
I think, yeah.
Oh, the old dude that she married.
Right now, all you've got is Britney Spears.
Right.
Apparently.
Yeah. I would see Britney Spears in Vegas.
Would you?
Yeah.
I might see Britney
if
Spears.
If I was rich and had cash.
Oh, man.
To burn, I would get.
I think you could
front row tickets.
I think you could get a private performance from Britney Spears.
Oh no! Oh yeah, probably right.
That's not true. She's making a shitload of money.
She's probably fun to hang out with. Are you kidding?
I bet she is.
Who would you rather hang out with?
The kids home.
Britney Spears or Selena? What's her name again?
Celine Dion. Britney Spears, probably.
Celine Dion.
Celine would be fascinating to have a conversation.
Well, the most
with.
Exciting thing Celine Dion ever did was she wore that shirt backwards to the Grammys or the Oscars that year. Remember that?
No.
Stupid.
Okay.
She wore a whole outfit backwards. That's what put her in the public eye.
The only thing I really
her claim
know,
to fame, that in Titanic.
The only thing I really know about her is that Titanic song
yes.
that ended up like the number one song for way, way,
oh,
way
God.
Too long.
Oh, shit, I know.
Was like a studio demo, one take. Like she kind of learned the song, and she sang that. That wasn't supposed to be put out on the album. That version that we heard with the minimal orchestration and shit, I guess it was just her like blasting it out in one take.
Damn. Kudos for her, man. Yeah, one take Celine, whatever.
One take Dion. Anyway,
it takes Britney more than one, by the way.
We hate to. We're still. She's from Canada.
Oh, right, right.
And in fact, today, the Canadians, just so you know, they have bloviating, self congratulating politicians up there, too, because.
Fuck you.
You would swear. Maybe this is being mean, but there just seemed to be a lot of speeches going on in the Canadian Parliament today.
Eat a dick.
That were, look at how brave we are for having sat through this.
Right.
You know, every one of them, of course, paid tribute to that soldier who horrifically was killed by that fuckwad.
Right.
But it just seemed like, I don't know, maybe I'm just so...
Is that what they said?
Maybe, right, we're so sick of that fuckwad. Well, they're less...
Sam Donaldson,
they're a little
said
looser
that
with their government.
Fuck up there. I can picture Chris Matthews saying that, calling him a fuckwad. This guy's just really a fuckwad!
Right. But it just seemed like after you got past a couple of people, it just seemed like it was, we were very brave here in Parliament or whatever the hell they call it, but I don't know. Scary as shit. In fact, here is, the guy killed that soldier at that war memorial. Then I guess he hopped in a car and drove the car up to the Capitol.
He commandeered a car.
Ran into the Capitol. And I mean, here's the sound. Here's what it sounded like. There was a guy with a camera in there, camera rolling. I believe they got him.
Are those guns?
Those were guns.
Oh,
there was a gunfight. Dude started shooting back, I guess. And
a lot of shooting.
Yeah, I guess they're sergeant at arms.
They called
like
in a bunch of cops from Ferguson.
He ended up taking.
They love shooting.
He's not black enough.
Right. Oh, they wouldn't have shot him. Oh shit, man.
But that surprisingly, that's not the headline. Over at the Connie Pinko Liberal Feet.
Fabulous.
Huffington Post.
Are we dealing with Ebola?
It's a picture. No, it's a picture. It's actually, I don't know, I think it's kind of funny. It's a picture of Iowa's Joni Ernst running for senator.
Who the fuck is that?
She's the batshit crazy Tea Party-ish kind of lunatic who believes that the Obamacare is socialism, and she's the one who did the political ad about castrating the pigs.
Yeah, fuck you, stupid.
The headline is a picture of Joni Ernst aiming her gun right at the camera, and it says Joni's got a gun. Is the headline? She was giving a speech. They're doing. This is what's happening.
Yes.
We're getting fleeced.
Oh no.
Not fleeced, but this is a little bit.
I don't
want to
get fleeced.
Well,
man.
Here in the Huffington Post,
not again.
They're putting out a story that something that people found that she said in 2012.
Okay.
So everything you say can and will be used against you.
Yeah, yeah. It's relevant.
The headline, though. I mean, come on. There, obviously, it's a close case. It's a close race there, which. Iowa, what the fuck? What the fuck, Iowa? They might have to be on your list of people that maybe need a little hand-holding with
Iowa? Oh, are you telling me that the state that wanted Pat Robertson to be president might need a little guidance?
Kissing cousin. Hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't know, I think the Bible says the problem of marrying first cousin.
Hey, listen up, Iowa. In the Pfeiffer's reign of terror, you won't have to do anything. You won't be required to vote or have any representation. You could just sit back and be stupid as fuck. Have a ball. I'll take care of you because you can't make decisions on your own because your whole state's a bunch of dullards.
Well, Joni Ernst is ahead by 1 point in the latest polls.
Oh, my God. Hey,
and
somebody's got to get a hold of Iowa. Oh, Obama, go to Iowa and whiten your face up first and don't use your middle name.
So they've got tape of her at this NRA event in 2012.
Yes.
Quote, I have a beautiful little Smith & Wesson 9mm, and it goes with me virtually everywhere.
Oh, my God. Read slower, please.
She said at the NRA and Iowa Firearms Coalition.
Oh, my God. All those old white men must be beating off in the audience.
It's the NRA and Iowa Firearms Coalition Second Amendment Rally.
What the? What a horrible title for a gathering.
That was in Searsboro, Iowa in
Where?
2012.
Searsboro, stupid.
She said, I do believe in the right to carry. I believe in the right to defend myself and my family, whether it's from an intruder.
Right.
Especially the black ones.
Yeah.
Or whether it's from the government.
Suck a dick.
Or whether it's from the government.
Tyranny.
Should they decide that my rights are no longer important.
I stand with Clavin.
So
what a simpleton.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
She's packing to make sure that that person in the White House, that evil Muslim in chief, doesn't come at her and pry off any more of her rights.
Good fucking God. I mean,
but she wants to be in there clamping down on the vagina, making sure no woman has access to health care.
What group was that?
The
fucking lunatic?
NRA and Iowa Firearms Coalition Second Amendment Rally.
All right, did you go? Did we not send a news person to cover this?
I don't think we got
for crab diving?
We may have not have gotten an invite on that one. Surprisingly enough.
Jeez, I bet Grindr was just off the chain that weekend in Iowa. Holy fuck.
We know. In the world that surrounds us, there are terrorists and there are home invaders, drug cartels, carjackers, knockout gamers, and rapers, and haters, and campus killers, airport killers, shopping mall killers, and killers who scheme to destroy our country with massive storms of violence against our power grids or vicious waves of chemicals or disease that could collapse our society that sustains us all.
It's truly a remarkable speech.
It almost sounds like religious in a way. I mean, do these people what's more important to Wayne LaPierre, Jesus or guns? Or wait, fuck this. Not Wayne LaPierre. The most important thing to Wayne LaPierre is fucking money. Okay. For his lunatics to buy into his snake oil bullshit.
Right.
They like God or guns more. Which one? If you had to pick.
Ooh.
I mean, it's not a logical choice. I mean, you can
you.
I love that guy. What's he been doing, Marky Kessler of Pennsylvania?
Isn't he running for sheriff?
Why not? Regular Andy Griffith, but with a lot more fucking guns and hatred. That's right. Those two things. God.
So that's the headline on the Huffington Post is apparently. It's the most important news in America is that Joni Ernst said something stupid a couple of years ago.
Well, I mean, I think the most important news is like, you know, the Iowa straw poll, well, it doesn't fucking matter, but it's decided on by a bunch of fucking dullards, apparently. That's the news. I guess that's not news, though, right? It always happens. Didn't they elect Rick Santorum? Didn't that happen around
medication?
He
was one
medication.
Of the ones. It was really weird. At the last election, because three different people at three different times won the Iowa caucus because they counted wrong, and then they counted wrong again, and then
at some point you're crazy. Fuck it, who gives a shit?
Then it doesn't mean anything.
Right, it's stupid. It's just you know what? Did you see that? Damn it, I barely read it. That an election in Peru that came out with a tie. They had a total tie, so you know how they decide? Cock off.
Guns at 18 paces?
No, they flip a coin.
They had a bird fight? Cock fighting?
No, honestly, they flip a coin.
Did they seriously flip a coin?
I look it up, man. It's fucking crazy. I wish I knew the details. I don't know. Something happened. They had to flip a coin. Imagine that.
That's nuts.
Yeah. A Peruvian coin.
A Peruvian. The Ottawa gunman I'm just reading as one of the other headlines here. Has been identified as Michael, it's not his original name. He changed his name to Michael Zehoff Bibo.
No shit.
He killed a soldier, wounded two other people. 32 years old. He's from Quebec. Bonjour. Comment allez-vous?
Oui, oui. Go fuck yourself.
Recently converted to Islam.
I am in spectacle.
Religion of peace.
Oh, yay. Good.
Much like Catholicism
right.
in the Middle Ages.
Quit believing in sky gods. I mean, you know what I mean? I don't have anyone telling me to go shoot people.
He had been designated as a high-risk traveler by Canadian officials. He was barred from traveling outside the country, so they knew that he had issues.
They wouldn't let him go outside the country? That's stupid.
I think they would purposely send him outside the country.
Then don't let him back in.
Right.
That's what I'd be for. I don't want to talk about this guy. What's this guy hanging? Say he is ISIS. He's hanging out at the training camps. And where are they?
Well, he hasn't been anywhere, though, right?
They pulled it. How do you figure out what your target is? Do you pull it out of a hat? And then you get Ottawa?
Well, he went to capital of the country.
Oh, that's
not
true.
Like,
yeah, but
he was
honestly.
Out in Vancouver attacking a weed shop.
How many people in this country, if you said, where is Ottawa? Would they say in the U.S.? Right. I think they would say it's in the fucking U.S.
That's where Cleveland is.
They would get it mixed up with Omaha.
Yeah, right.
Have you ever been to Omaha? Whew, that place is horrible. That's
I've
shitty.
Driven through yeah. Omaha.
Drive fast.
Yeah. So that is the headline at the Commie Pick a Liberal. It's not about the gunmen. The headline is Joni Ernst. Let's before we go to break here, I've got some fun clips.
Oh, can't
for
wait!
You all. We've got some news. The trifecta of crazy Christian cuntitude.
We've got three guys
from the from our Congress, congressional cunty Christian.
Stop it!
Cuntitude.
I know one.
Michelle Bachmann.
Cha-ching.
Louis Gohmert.
Can I get a hell yeah?
Steve King.
Fuck. I yeah.
News of all three of them. Maybe a little clip from one of them.
Oh, nice.
We spoke earlier of Pat Robertson.
Oh, my God.
We have another Pat moment.
Has he found another hand towel with AIDS?
Let me see if that one actually uploaded yet. No, I'm going to upload that during the break. I've got a clip. Anderson Cooper.
Oh, my God. I love this guy.
Can be occasionally funny as fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
And Anderson Cooper finally has had enough with Pat Robertson and dedicated a couple-minute segment to him. I uploaded a couple of the clips. We'll have those after the break.
What's his mommy's name?
Gloria Vanderbilt.
You know, I read somewhere that he didn't get any of her fucking money. He's not guaranteed it when she dies.
Oh, I think I heard that, too.
God damn it. Why do you do that?
Andy Cooper will be okay.
I know, but if you're – like, why would you want to give him that money? What, are you going to give it to some charity or something? I guess that's nice. I'm bitching because a rich person wants to give all their money to charity. What's wrong with me? And I'm worried about Anderson Cooper. He's fine. You're right.
Poor Anderson Cooper.
What's he going to do?
That's a good one.
We've got all that coming up and more. Let's do real quickly the headline over at the Drudge Report.
The Drudge Report.
Tell me about the wabbits, George.
That's kind of the turtle from not the turtle. That's that one Bugs Bunny cartoon with the...
Which way did it go?
It's the vulture.
Yes. God damn. That's the one character in the Looney Tunes back then that isn't incredibly racist.
True. Very true. Although I do think during that cartoon,
yeah,
at one point, damn, this is really jogging my befuddled memory.
Oh, yeah.
That I think at some point in that actual cartoon, like Bugs Bunny – he either turns into a Nazi or he turns into like a really horrible stereotypical Asian
does.
With big thick glasses.
Right.
And
there are World War II type episodes where that shit does go on. Where there's like an quote unquote Asian character and shit.
So,
welcome to the 1950s, everybody.
Yeah, right. The headline at the Judge Report, before we go to break really quickly, is a picture of the Democratic donkey. Yes. Red, white, and blue. Or as the Republicans love to say, the Democrat donkey. They like to leave the ick off of there.
Why?
So it sounds like rat, Democrat.
Really? I didn't know they did
that. Frequently, the right-wing nut jobs frequently capitalize the R.
Right.
Democrat.
They, you know, also, if they also frequently, if there's a mass shooting, they don't give a shit, and they just, you know, won't pass any gun control anyway. They do that as well. So
the headline is Blame Game Begins. Blame Game Begins. By the way, they're also really thrilled about the fact that Michael Sam was cut from Dallas.
Yeah, damn.
They love it. But the headline, The Blame Game Begins on the Drudge Report, sends us over to Bloomberg.
Yes.
Where it talks about the Democrats' coming blame game.
Right.
Less than 2 weeks before the election day, Democrats are bracing for losses, already quietly trying to shift the blame. I'm sure they're going to blame Obama.
Is this true? Are we bracing for losses?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Maybe. It's going to be close.
Stop it.
It's going to be close. It might be terrifyingly close.
You don't.
In the Senate, and it might hinge on that dude from Kansas.
Okay. Oh, right.
The Ormond, or is that his name, or something like that?
Yes.
That independent candidate.
Armando.
Who, if he wins.
Fernando.
Then it's all whoever gives him the best blowjob.
You
that can convince him to caucus with them.
Marvelous.
They're going to. If he ends up he seems like he's more libertarian though, which is kind of scary.
Yeah.
So if he ends up caucusing with the Republicans, that means that it's a Republican controlled Senate, which, you know, is going to make the next couple of years really shitty.
God.
Really shitty in this country.
What do you think?
They're not going to get anything done, and all they're going to do is they'll probably try to impeach the president at some point. At some point, the lunatics in the House are probably going to try to impeach the president for, I don't know, because he's black.
Yeah, see, they're
still mad that he's black.
That's what I go with. I mean, that's kind of been their thing, you know, the whole time. Just go with it. But this time, come out and say it.
Right.
Be honest.
Many of them are.
It might work.
Many of them are.
You think there's enough racists out there? That's a common cause for a lot of fucked up Americans. They don't like black people.
Right.
Just be upfront with them.
It brings people together.
Finally, somebody's saying what everybody's been wanting to say for years.
We're going to be back, ladies and gentlemen. More after the break. Give us a call if you like, 855-862-7234. 855-VOC-RADIO.
Yes.
It's a toll-free number brought to us courtesy of NetCarrier. Take your business to the end cloud. Save shit tons of money.
Shut your mouth.
Go to NetCarrier.com. For more of the details there, back in a couple of minutes, ladies and gentlemen.
Shut
more
up.
Crabs on the other side on Thursday.
Hey.
Itching to talk to the crabs? Call 855-862-7234.
Live from the In the Room studios located in the Net Carrier and Cloud. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Hey, everyone. It is your favorite knockout, Mickey James, and you're listening to the VOC Nation.
Hey there. Hi there. Ho there. Thanks for coming on down. It's Save Wrestling, the podcast, and the business making town. I am your award-winning hostess with the mostest, Shelly Funtime Martinez, and she is my co-host, Dazzling Danielle.
Woo! Hello out there.
And together we are the Martinez Girls. You finally did it. And you can join us here Monday, new time, 6 p.m. Eastern on the VOC Nation as we save wrestling together, Danielle. Fighting crime.
Woo!
Hey guys, Brady Hicks here, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributing writer and the host of In the Room, thebradyhicks.com, and for the first time ever, vocnation.com. So happy to be part of the family. Join us each and every Tuesday night, 9, 8 Central, vocnation.com, thebradyhicks.com, myself, DJ, Derek McDonald, Ray Bogus, Anthony Sarlo, Kathy Fitz, breaking down all that's going on in wrestling today, and so much more.
Hey, it's me, the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. NetCarrier has many great products and services to increase your bottom line. Be sure to ask your NetCarrier representative about our hosted PBX. Call NetCarrier today for a free analysis of your phone bills. 877-255-7733. That's right, 877-255-7733. Call now.
The second building that was hit by the plane has just completely collapsed. The entire building has just collapsed as if a demolition team set off. When you see the old demolitions of these old buildings, it pulled it down on itself and it is not...
We are live with Carmine Confidential.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Like everyone else, you were born into bondage. Born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind.
Listen to Carmine Confidential. Weekdays at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. VOC Nation Radio Network.
The most polarizing personalities worldwide. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Looking for a DJ? Looking for someone to host your event? Then look no further. Philadelphia's hottest DJ and host, The Voice of Truth. The Voice of Truth has hosted the hottest events in the tri-state area. Book The Voice of Truth for all your karaoke, conventions, and parties. Go to www.vocnation.com for more information or email the Voice of Truth at voc@vocnation.com.
Are you getting lost in the cloud? Is technology moving too fast for you? Find your way at netcarrier.com. Ride the N-Cloud and soar above your competition.
This is Buggy Nova, your Candyland princess, and I want everyone to know that I love VOCNation.com.
Hey, how's it going? This is Amy Dumas, but you may know me as Lita. You're listening to the VOC Nation.
Slowly rolling my panties down for Crab Nation. Your host, Patrick Vile and Ryan Pfeiffer.
And we're back, ladies and germs, live coming at you. I guess I shouldn't say germs in this Ebola terrified country right now.
Oh, my God.
Although,
you're trying to be sensational.
I saw one meme that said more people have been married to Rush Limbaugh than have contracted Ebola in the United States of America.
No, I love that one. How many people? Has he had six marriages?
I think three.
Or is that Larry? No, Larry King, though.
Larry King is up.
Is up around six. And his wife just left him because she fucking was stooping the Little League coach. Listen, Larry, don't get married anymore, dude. It's not for you. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, I did it once. You know what I mean? I can't. Six times?
Six
Think
times.
Think of the money he spent getting married and divorced. What, does he even get a paycheck when he's done, or is he just fucking paying six people off? Are you
Eight
counting?
Times.
No.
By the way.
Shut
Eight
up.
Times.
Shut the fuck up.
Freedom Miller from 51 to 52. Annette K from 60 to 61.
Cha-ching.
Aileen Akins from 61 to 63.
Pay me!
Mickey Sutphin from 63 to 67.
Show me the money!
She hung in for 4 years.
Damn!
5 years from Aileen Akins again.
Right.
Oh, so he married, maybe married twice. He
right.
did.
He tried it again.
He remarried her.
Okay.
So that's down to six then. Or
Holy
seven.
Fuck!
Sharon Lepore from 76 to 83, 89 to 92 was Julie Alexander.
Oh, my God.
And Sean King, who Ryan spoke of.
Right.
Who is still legally
this guy,
still the spouse.
You know, Larry,
she's been around for a while, though, right. 97.
Yeah, well, she put some time
Damn.
In. Holy shit, fucking an alien. I mean, he kind of does look like an alien. Listen, don't you think Larry King is an optimist? I mean,
I
he keeps trying. Do you think he's going to get married again?
Yeah.
Do you think he's going to get married again?
Who knows? He's 80.
But
damn. 80.
And he's still working. He's got that stupid show on Hulu, right? Or Netflix or something.
Something, one of those,
and
yeah.
And people are like, why the fuck does this guy keep working? Well, I'll tell you.
He's got seven wives?
He's cutting his paycheck in eights, right? Or something like that.
What a dumbass.
Oh, he's lucky enough to have a stupid career reading a teleprompter and asking asshole questions. Then he takes all that money and has to spread it out amongst eight. I mean, Jesus had to divide the fish and loaves into less.
Are you comparing Larry King?
Did you get it? I mean, do you get the joke where I'm going with that?
Yeah,
damn.
Yeah.
That was a shitty joke.
It was easier for Jesus to.
I mean, it was less people. It would be less people for him to divvy up the fish and loaves to.
Anderson yeah. Cooper.
I love this guy.
Of CNN.
Snappy Dresser.
Right? Isn't it CNN?
Oh, yeah,
I
man.
Anderson Cooper.
Fuck yeah, CNN.
Cooper 360 or whatever the fuck his the title
is. God, that is such a douchey name for a show. I don't give a shit. 360 with Anderson Cooper. Just call it the news.
Call it the news with Anderson
Cooper.
Just the
fucking news, man.
Anderson Cooper.
Why don't we do that? 360 with Crab fucking Nation.
He's finally had it.
Yes.
With our good friend Pat Robertson. Pat Robertson is most recently, if you go to crabdiving.com for, I think it's one of the shows.
You make
week.
It sound like they were hanging out together, going on a road trip.
Not,
he's had
not,
it.
Not.
Get out of the car.
Pat Robertson said, "Don't worry about the Ebola if you're going to Nigeria, because what you got to worry about over in Nigeria." Is AIDS.
Oh, okay. I remember this.
And
yeah.
the towels there.
Towely.
Have AIDS.
Oh, my God.
Well, Anderson Cooper, that's the straw that broke Andy Cooper's back.
Right.
Devoted a full 3 minutes to slamming Pat Robertson. I've got a couple of short clips of it here, but it's funny as fuck.
Everything people have done over the years to make people understand AIDS since the 80s and this guy wants to come out and say you can get HIV from a fucking towel. Yes, you know what? If the towel was like a mutant towel, half human, half towel, that was bleeding and coming everywhere in you.
Or towelie.
Right. Oh, you could get fucking AIDS from towelie, no problem, man.
Here's Anderson Cooper. Here's a little bit of what he said on his telly show.
Time for the ridiculous, and tonight we have an important travel warning for all Americans. Not from the government, but from the grouchy grandpa of televangelism, the infinity pool of misinformation that is Pat Robertson. Recently, a 700 Club viewer asked him for advice about a planned mission to Kenya. Now, some of the viewer's friends and family were concerned about this person going to Kenya because of Ebola. Robertson said there's no need to worry about Ebola in Kenya, and then he said this.
Then he goes on to play the clip
I know.
Of Pat Robertson saying...
We don't still have that, do we?
I don't think I
oh
remember that
God,
one. Of Pat Robertson saying
What kind of towel, though, AIDS. Do you get AIDS from? Is it a beach towel or a hand towel? You can get AIDS from a ShamWow, for sure. That's how Watch-His-Face died. The, what was that guy, the infomercial king? Billy Mays?
He died. It was Coke or something.
No. He died from AIDS. From a ShamWow.
yeah, I don't know if I have that.
It doesn't matter. It's just so amazing. I mean, it's just, you know, it's insane. That's all.
He is out of his mind. So Anderson Cooper went on to talk about... you know, went on to play other clips of this. He even played, I think this might be it. Let's just continue.
You know they do in San Francisco, some of the gay community, that they want to get
so
to.
Anderson Cooper then went on to set up, don't forget, Pat Robertson also is the guy who said this last year.
You know they do in San Francisco, some of the gay community, that they want to get people, so if they've got the stuff... They'll have a ring, you shake hands, and the ring's got a little thing where you cut your finger.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Really? How much did they pay that woman to sit there like a zombie? I mean, do you think she actually believes what Pat Robertson is saying, or she just thinks, he's my boss, better smile?
Really?
rings. That's what the gay people want to do to you in San Francisco. They want to stick you with the rings. Summing up, if you are going to San Francisco, do not shake hands with anyone. If you're going anywhere overseas, do not eat the ice cream. And whatever you do, do not have unprotected sex with a towel in Kenya. Now, those are travel tips you can use on The Ridiculist.
Oh, shit, that's funny.
Anderson Cooper, a little bit of a smackdown.
Yeah, that's funny, too. It's a funny line. Well, how much does he pay her to sit there like a zombie? That was a good line. I like that one. God, it is insane, that line he has about the fucking rings with the... I mean...
Really?
I think she was shaken by
really?
That. She's like, oh, a ring? Are you kidding?
You gotta be kidding me.
Where do you get that ring? From, like, one of those trick novelty stores? It's like, you ever have one of those buzzer rings that...
Oh, yeah, sure.
Those are funny. Same thing, but with A's, right?
Right.
Oh, my God.
So, speaking of Pat Robertson...
Right.
You know, he has a direct line with the Lord.
Oh, yeah, dude.
And it's time... Pat Robertson from the 700 Club,
yes,
on his show frequently has takes emails. This time I watched the video of it.
And oh, yeah.
You'll hear after this ninny who sits there like a zombie. This is the
ninny.
Same person. After she reads the email.
Yeah.
Now they have this fancy graphic that comes through, and it says, bring it online.
On the 700 Club,
on
they
the
have
700
that?
Club.
Oh, shit. So how'd they get that going?
That's what you'll hear in the middle of her talking, is the ridiculous sound effect that goes with these words popping up, bring it online.
Do you think Pat Robertson got a look at the Glenn Beck channel at the Blaze and was like, Jesus Christ, the 700 Club looks like shit. Why does my network not look like the fucking Blaze?
So Pat apparently has been holding out on us.
Okay.
And apparently there's a lot of Christians holding out on us.
Oh, yes. They're teases.
I know a few of them can heal.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Like, yeah.
You know.
Of course.
Ernest Angley.
Sure. He'll heal you, and then he'll watch your boner swell up.
I say heal.
Isn't that what he did?
Allegedly.
Oh, my God. What's wrong with these preachers?
Pat Robertson, email moment. Bring it online from the 700 Club.
Bring it online.
Do we have the same power that it took to raise Jesus Christ from the dead? And if so, where is that in the Bible?
What? Do we have the same power to raise people from the dead like Jesus? And where is that in the Bible? I still think these are people that are just trolling.
To the answer of her first question, Pat Robertson took one of those magic eight balls and shook it.
Right.
What were the answers in those?
Try again.
Try again, stupid. Try again.
So here is Pat's answer.
Okay.
Well, he gave his disciples the authority to heal the sick, to raise the dead. I mean, that was part of our power. You see, ladies and gentlemen, God is almighty. He is almighty. And he gives us that power. And Jesus said, you say to the mountain, you speak to the dead person. He called on Lazarus. He said, Lazarus, come forth. And the dead man came up out of the grave.
You're getting ready to have a blast, but you're not sure about someone's sexual past.
That wasn't from the 700 Club.
Oh, yeah.
That was
they believe me. If the Skrogard paid the right price,
yeah.
Pat, I got a Skrogard on right now.
He's not Catholic. I think you can wear a rubber in Pat's church.
Well, if you're in Kenya drying off with a towel, you better wear a Skrogard.
Right. So here's how Pat finishes up with his bullshit. We have the power?
Yeah.
Christians apparently are running around with the power to raise the dead. What a bunch of fucking assholes.
How long?
They're just letting people drop dead left and right.
How long has this right-wing nut job been at this shit, by the way, Pat?
Oh, well, he looks like a Skeksis.
But years, right?
Yeah.
I feel like this is just fun for him. It's like watching Barry Bonds take batting practice with like a batting cage doing like 20 miles an hour. He's just knocking every
T-ball for Barry Bonds.
T-ball. It's T-ball for Barry Bonds. He's like, do we have the power to raise you? Whatever. And he gets he winds his stupid bullshit answer into Will.
But his
God.
Mind, his mind must still be working then.
Right.
But this can't be. We've talked about this before. These they have to read these ahead of time.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
no way Pat's answering off the cuff.
Let me tell you something. If you fuck up and you don't give Pat the right question, you lose your fucking parking place.
That would be great
to watch. Him
that
getting
would be
mad.
Awesome to watch. Put some other question in front of him.
Who wrote my fucking cue cards?
Yeah.
I can't fucking read them fucking cue cards.
Really?
We have the same power. He's given it to us. It's in the Holy Spirit. But we need to be in touch with him. We need to behold him. We need to be submitted to him. And that power is there. We just aren't using it. All right.
The power's there. We're just not using it. Make sure you buy prepackaged food like Jim Baker.
Yeah, we need to behold him. We need to suck him off.
Oh, it's just nuts.
Yeah,
it's nuts.
Jim Baker.
Yesterday's show, go to crabdiving.com. We talked about played clips of I had heard that Jim Baker was out there.
It's so loony.
Selling his bullshit again, but
dude,
God,
it's
damn.
Food.
Man.
If he was out there saying, listen, send me $20 and I'll pray for your soul so you don't burn in hell, that would be less disturbing than him saying, hey, for $3,000, I will send you 64,000 cups of pudding.
It was desserts.
It was such a good deal. It actually made me think about it. I was like, wait, what? How many meals do I get for $3,000? I don't have to go shopping.
You were thinking about,
I hate
you
shopping.
You were thinking about Baker meals. You were thinking about
dude,
sending Jim Baker some money.
Do you imagine if we had a block?
Well, I think it's like freeze-dried bullshit. I think
yeah,
it's like
perfect.
It's like end of the world kind of stuff.
Dude, we imagine if we had a whole pallet of dehydrated food back there and you never had to go to the fucking grocery store. Would you be like, hey, do you want to go down to Ralph's and see what's on sale? Or we could boil some water and have some dehydrated fucking spare ribs. Fuck that, man. I don't want to go anywhere.
I'd rather have somebody, go to the market, pick up food.
How did he get into that?
Cook it for me.
Someone,
it would be nice to have a cook. I think that would be the first thing that if I was like filthy.
Ooh, driver.
Gazillion rich.
Driver.
A driver, really?
No. Not with Uber and Lyft.
Driver / cook?
No, I would want to cook.
Yeah.
And I would be like, hey, I would be like, you know, I know I said I wanted lasagna, but can you make it turkey burgers? You hate me, but I don't give a fuck. You're my cook, motherfucker.
I'm paying you ridiculous amounts of money.
Yeah, yeah.
To not give a fuck.
Yeah, make my pancakes look like Mickey Mouse ears.
We were talked a little bit before the break about the trifecta of turditude.
Yay.
The morons.
I tweeted out about this at
Crab Diving. Possibly the three biggest fucking idiots in Congress.
Shit.
Michelle Bachmann, Steve King.
Oh, my God.
Louie Gohmert.
When you say it like that, I'm like, maybe we should just shut the government down. I mean, why run it if that's – why get in the car if they're driving? Who cares? We're not going anywhere good.
I don't think they're driving, though, are they?
I don't know, man.
They are.
They are, man. Yeah.
They're in the news. They've got a platform. So we'll start with Michelle Bachmann. She is – you know how she goes
she's
around?
Dreamy.
Right. Well, now she might have stuck her probably well-manicured foot in her mouth, possibly.
Oh, are you kidding? She has beautiful feet.
But she may have overdone it this time. And
you know what, dude? I don't fucking believe you because she has said stupid things.
She may have pissed off the wrong people.
All right. Oh, okay. Wait. Okay. Let's hear it.
Outgoing Minnesota rep, late. Let's say that with a smile.
Oh.
Outgoing. And then sadness at the same
time.
Because, well, although we might have Joni Ernst stepping in to fill up those crazy shoes. Minnesota, even though that's Senate. Minnesota rep, continuing a lunatic, is now, they're saying, under extra watch by Capitol Police because a video that has been put out by ISIS specifically shows a clip of this idiot, Michelle Bachmann. When she had that speech where she's like,
yes,
God. Mr. President, it is about Islam. You believe if you have an evil of an order of this magnitude, you take it seriously. You declare war upon it. You don't dance around it. Yeah. Just like the Islamic State has declared war on the United States of America.
I just want to take a moment to say that no one here at Crab Diving has one single solitary problem with Islam. We love it.
We see this enemy as pure evil.
Oh.
This is spiritual warfare. What we need to do is defeat Islamic Jihad.
God. She's out of her fucking
mind. But in the video that ISIS put out, she's blurred out.
Okay.
Because they think they don't like showing women's faces.
And especially her face.
So they blurred her out.
Right.
While she gave that ridiculous speech from the American values.
I wish we could blur her out.
It was the American value voter.
Uh-huh.
Grouping that they had.
Yes, follow me on Grindr.
Not that long ago when she gave that idiot speech. So now she's costing taxpayers more money because of her stupid fucking mouth and her ridiculousness and her Islamophobia, that it is about Islam. And now she may be an ISIS target. They're saying she might... They're worried that ISIS might try to take her out.
She's a fucking dope.
Well, yeah.
I mean, you know, at First Amendment, right? You should be able to say whatever the fuck you want, I guess. But, I mean, I feel bad.
First Amendment,
dude. I feel bad that she's targeted by ISIS. I do. Who would want that on anyone? Who would wish that? That's horrible.
Correct.
It's terrifying. Why is she so fucking stupid? I mean, why would you say something like that? It's not evil. She didn't believe that.
She's trying to terrify the sheep, the morons.
Right.
At the American, all the old white people at the American Family Assholes Conference.
Where is she from? Steubenville, is that right?
Steubenville, Minnesota.
God, could you imagine every day live from Steubenville, Minnesota?
Ooh,
you're listening to Crab Diving. Holy fuck, dude.
Steve King in the news.
Jerk off.
So we wish Michelle Bachmann well.
Are we done with her for now?
Obviously, we would never want
is her husband
anything
still,
bad to happen to her. She's way too entertaining.
Right. Is her husband still converting the gay to the straight at a camp or
is
whatever the fuck he
becoming
does?
Becoming gay?
No. Doesn't he have he has an indoctrination camp where if you're gay, go there and they pray the gay out of you.
Yeah, he's a
fucking...
Yeah, he helps gay people.
What a charlatan.
Turn into non-gay people.
Oh, my God.
Because that works.
That's still going on. That blows my fucking mind. Is he still getting Medicare money for that shit?
You said blow.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I thought that was kind of part of the one of those scandals that I thought they weren't anymore. I don't know.
Can we just not
She's
have
still
any
under investigation, though. She
tax
is.
Dollars go for that. Please, none. I mean, God.
Yeah, it's against the law in a bunch of states for kids.
But adults, whatever.
But, by the way, there are apparently some states where it's not. Where you could send your kid to anti-gay indoctrination
How
camp,
horrible.
And you're absolutely within your rights to do that.
Jesus Christ, man.
So, Steve King, also in the news, this guy, he's just so fucking stupid. Steve King was being interviewed, you know, he's from Iowa.
Yes.
Again.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Iowa.
Oh, there's nothing halfway about the Iowa way to treat you when we treat you, which you may not do at all. Name the musical.
I don't know what's
happening. Bam! Musical. Music Man. Takes place in Iowa. River City, Iowa.
I thought it was Indiana.
No. Iowa.
Oh. Gary, Indiana is
Where Ron Howard's from.
Right.
Or whatever.
Where Ron Howard's from. That was Ron Howard.
Gary, Indiana, Gary. The Music Man by Meredith Willson. Great, great musical.
Steve King, he of mostly what he screams about is the herds of ravaging brown people surging across the border because, you know, Iowa has apparently a huge problem with Mexicans leaping over Texas, Oklahoma. I'm trying to think of the states in between.
It's impressive.
Getting right to Iowa. They can jump those fuckers.
Oh, shit. They can get a running start back at Panama Canal.
It's their calves.
Right.
The size of cantaloupes. He's the guy that said that.
Because they're carrying so much marijuana over the border.
Bales.
Their calves are just hugely overdeveloped.
So Steve King
God damn
was being interviewed. He identifies as Roman Catholic.
Oh, great.
being interviewed.
No one gives a fuck, Steve.
By the Jefferson Herald, they asked him what he thought about all kinds of things, mixed marriages, things like that.
Right.
Then they got to how welcoming, what he thinks about this new stuff from the Pope.
Yes, popity dopity.
And the synod.
What's that?
That they had, the group of bishops and cardinals and shit that the Pope called.
The synod.
Their big meeting, guys with pointy hats.
A holy circle jerk.
They probably played ring toss with each other the whole time. The Pope whips it out in the audience.
Whoever catches
the ring wins.
Right.
Gets an altar boy.
Listen, that probably happened.
Steve King answered that they finally asked him, well, what do you think about this this openness that the church is now having about homosexuality?
Yes.
Ooh.
Steve, your thoughts?
He said, well, he'd only picked up little pieces in the news about what was going on with that.
Right.
But that his own beliefs about family remain the same.
What he meant to say is, dude, I'd love to fuck a man.
Then they asked him what he thought of divorce, whether divorce and cohabitation are sins. I think I'll not comment on that part.
He's not going to comment.
I'll just say that what was sin 2,000 years ago. So he does want to comment on homosexuality, though.
Right, right.
Not the sins of divorce.
Yeah, that's straight white people sin.
Or cohabitation.
He's friends with Larry King, let's be honest.
Fornication.
Yeah.
I'll just say that what was a sin 2,000 years ago is a sin today. And people that were condemned to hell 2,000 years ago, I don't expect to meet them should I make it to heaven.
What a simpleton. What an idiot.
So let's just stick with that principle.
God, you know, it'd be so great if there were a heaven and he didn't make it. Oh, my God. That would almost make it worth it, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Steve King. It's not that I want to watch him burn in hell. I want to see his face. I just want to see his face when he's like, holy shit, I'm burning in hell? Me?
He believes that the homosexual lifestyle falls into the condemned category. You know, God's got categories.
Oh, yes.
Condemned. Think about somebody else's starfish. That's a condemning for you.
That's a red mark. What is that, a red mark?
And that it's a chosen lifestyle.
Right. That's a strike on your jacket.
But then he says, let me say it isn't to me to pass that judgment. Well, you just fucking did, you goddamn ass.
Yeah. You just said all these people are going to burn in hell. Blah, 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 blah.
And you say they can't have the same rights as straight couples.
That's passing judgment more than some imaginary sky god could.
You're persecuting me. Stop it.
Oh, okay.
How dare you persecute my
Shut
Christianity?
Up. I'm going to persecute you.
And those who choose a lifestyle
yes.
that I'll say is not one that's anointed and favored by my faith.
Choose. You know, it's as
anointed.
If, yes, that's weird. It's as if you're like in some waiting room right before your soul is shat out of some vagina. You're like, oh, let me choose what lifestyle I want.
Who would choose gay?
I don't know.
In this current, not that there's anything wrong with it, but in this current atmosphere, who the fuck would choose to be gay?
Right, right. You go choose gay, but there's this big asterisk, this caveat that says, you know, in some countries they'll stone you to death. In some countries you can't get married. You're not treated as equal.
God's so cool. He makes somebody gay in Tehran.
Oh yeah. Oh shit.
So King previously, I guess, has said that homosexuality is self-professed behavior. He said that same-sex couples wanting to marry are just two people asking for a license to begin a new friendship.
What?
It's like, why don't we just give people licenses to begin new friendships?
God, they want all these licenses and all these laws about fucking...
No, small government.
Gay and shit. Hey, how about a license for somebody that wants to buy a fucking semi-automatic pea shooter? How about that, Steve? Wait, are we still on Steve King?
Tyranny. Steve King.
I swear to God, we're covering so many lunatics. I'm getting them.
We're going to fly.
Transposed.
We're going to keep going, man. It's been a big... You can't swing a dead fetus without hitting a right-wing nut job.
It's a dullard dance.
This one could be my personal favorite
really
thing that maybe Louis Gohmert has ever said.
I think this might be too many nutballs in the same day. Maybe you spread them out next time, because if you think I got to listen to Louis Gohmert
outside of course, this.
Aspersions on my asparagus.
The guy lost his mind, okay?
Don't cast aspersions on Louis' asparagus. We're gonna do a little aspersion casting, though.
No, oh, yes.
Louis Gohmert.
Yes.
From the sovereign state of Texas.
Don't mess with Texas.
You're right.
It is, I guess he's from, like, the suburbs of Dallas or something like that is where his...
Who knows?
He's
from a hole in the ground.
Where I would just love to meet a couple of Louis Gohmert voters.
Yeah, over Skype, because I ain't going to Texas, man.
I mean, fuck man. I
that
can't
shit.
Wrap my brain around that at all.
Yeah. Don't. I mean, just, you know.
What, how do,
then they have
him.
The third agency of government. Yeah. I would do away with the education, commerce, and let's see. I can't. The third. Sorry. Oops.
Oops.
Who's running for governor? Is she still running? I'm just totally out of touch. Wendy Davis.
Wendy Davis is still running against Greg Abbott.
God.
It ain't going well.
Do you think at some point she's just going to be like, you know what? I gave Texas a shot. I don't want to live here. It sucks.
Fuck it.
It's horrible. I'm well read. I'm a metropolitan type. I'm smart. I'm smart!
Educated. Intelligent.
I'm taking my ass out of this shithole.
Independent.
I'm going to live somewhere nice.
Woman is the most terrifying thing to them.
Fuck this.
So Louis Gohmert is a favorite here on Crab Nation. Entertaining as fuck. Always worthy of a laugh. But then, you clutch your chest because you remember this is a sitting member of Congress.
He's running the country, you know?
And occasionally, like, goes overseas and shit. Like,
dude,
people see him.
Time, he took time away from our attorney general. To talk to him.
Right. To deal with his bullshit.
Eric Holder had to talk to this fucking guy.
So, Louis fucking Gohmert, out of his fucking mind, was talking. I don't even remember. I don't know who he's being interviewed by here.
Yeah.
But he starts talking. I think he's responding to the whole gay marriage thing.
He's a fuck face too. If you look at him, you just look at him and you're like, yeah, even if you never knew him or didn't hear anything he ever had to say, you're like, that guy's a fuck face.
Well, funny you should say that. If you go to our Facebook page.
Yes.
Go to facebook.com/crabdiving. Join in the combos that are going on there. Scroll down until you see a dullard with a bald head.
Hey.
And Louis Gohmert.
Fuck you.
Is on there, and a couple of the comments that we've gotten, if you do join into the comment section.
Join in, motherfucker.
have to do with, I think it was from yesterday's or whatever, but Louis Gohmert, people are saying, look at his crazy eyes.
Oh, he's got crazy eyes. Uh-oh.
This guy, one comment from Carol, that guy's insane. What's really scary, though, is that there are people out there that agree with him.
Yes.
Also, David says, insanity! Look at his eyes! Insanity!
They're afraid
of him. David's all worked up on Facebook.
Yes.
And then Edwin, frequent commenter, Edwin De Jesus.
Edwin is never at a loss for words.
Says, what kind of mind this guy has, ?
Right.
Not sure that English may be Edwin's first
language. I think we might need to get Edwin to call in.
He has a diabolical face and lunatic eyes. Awesome.
Oh, God, what great song lyrics that would be. He's got a diabolical face and lunatic eyes. No. He lived it. Edwin, I'm sorry. I call bullshit. You lifted that from a Tom Waits song.
Do you think?
Yes. Lunatic eyes.
So Louis Gohmert was being interviewed by somebody somewhere. I don't know. Probably some dumb internet radio show.
No, what an idiot.
Go to youtube.com/crabdiving. You just got to hear this.
Okay.
Louis Gohmert talking about, you know, the gay agenda.
Yay.
Gays in the military.
Love it.
And the history of the world.
Color me there.
Because apparently Louis Gohmert knows a lot about ancient Greek history.
Was he educated in Texas?
Ancient Greek.
Oh, shit.
History.
Well, I mean, you know, maybe he went to a fancy school.
And I've had people say, hey, you know, there's nothing wrong with gays in the military. Look at the Greeks. Well, you know, they did have people come along who they loved that was the same sex and would give them massages before they went into battle.
What in the fuck is he talking about? This is crazy.
They had people that they loved that would give them massages before battle.
God damn.
He is... Now, in Louis's little polished dome mind...
Where did he learn that?
Under that shiny pate.
Yes.
Right now, when he was saying that, he's envisioning Greek guys... oiled up, giving each other fucking massages.
Oh, he loves it. Dude, this is his... Oh, my God.
They're so obsessed with dudes having sex with each other.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing.
He watched... What was that show on Stars with all the fucking...
Spartacus?
Yeah, he loved Spartacus. Yeah. Loved it. Like, let's watch that one more part again.
Right. Back that up.
Yeah. Can I have some privacy?
Look, I want to use this for my speech.
Right. Hand me the Lubriderm.
I need to do more research.
I'm going to need some more tissues.
Massages. They
I
had
don't
people.
Know. I don't know.
You know, people say.
Who invented massages? What group of people? Was it the Greeks? I didn't know that. Louis's teaching me something. Were the Greeks the first person to release knots and tension from your back?
Maybe his point is that maybe they shouldn't be too relaxed before they go out on the battlefield. I don't know what he's because he's saying. Well, I've had people tell me that having gays in the military, it's okay, but. The Greeks, you know, they had those guys that they loved that used to give each other massages.
Without the Greeks, we wouldn't have them nifty chairs at Sharper Image. You could
prostate massages? What you think he's talking about?
Oh, yeah.
That E.T. finger you were talking about?
You don't remember the guy Prostatius?
Maximus.
Prostatius Maximus?
He's the most popular Greek.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he had a long finger. That was his superpower. He's a Greek god.
Louis Gohmert continues.
My God. He can't, what the fuck? I just play the first. You can't play the first.
All right.
Oh, shit.
So here's, I can play that again. Here's the start.
And I've had people say, hey, you know, there's nothing wrong with, you know, guys in the military. Look at the Greeks. Well, you know, they did have people come along who they loved. It was the same sex and would give them massages before they went into battle.
Just picture it. Picture a well-oiled Greek boy helping out his master.
Before I throw this catapult full of burning oil on the enemy, could you give me a reach around?
Right. Oh, this is awesome. Here he continues.
But you know what? It's a different kind of fighting. It's a different kind of war. And if you're sitting around getting massages all day, ready to go in the big planned battle, then you're not going to last very long.
Hey, boy, get this dick out of your mouth and once more into the breach.
It's so hard to concentrate.
Them gay soldiers are too busy fucking each other in the ass to shell the enemy.
Concentrate on swordplay.
Right.
When you've had so much pre-battle swordplay.
That's right. Is he fucking crazy? This guy's... Why the fuck is he even talking... Who got him into talking about the Greeks? He's like, listen...
He's so
but you
excited.
Know what? It's a different kind of fighting. It's a different kind of war. And if you're sitting around getting massages all day, ready to go in the big planned battle, then you're not going to last very long.
Tell me more about this battle, Louis.
Yeah.
It's a different kind of battle.
How should they prepare for battle, Louis?
How does he know? How the fuck would he know? Maybe it's a good idea to get a massage before battle. I don't know.
Well, and wouldn't you think that even now, I mean,
you don't remember that scene right before in Private Ryan, Tom Hanks gets a little massage from, what's that guy, Tom Sizemore.
Right.
Rubs them off.
Yeah, and then...
They fucking blow each other before they storm the beaches.
Charles Bronson and Clint Eastwood.
Well,
a little bit of teabagging going on.
What war movie were they in together?
Dirty Dozen, maybe? Or?
Oh, yes, the Dirty Dozen. Are you kidding me? No shit.
Here's the last part of Louis Gohmert. A little bit of Greek history for y'all.
Oh, yes.
It's guerrilla fighting. Yeah, you are going to be ultimately vulnerable to terrorism, and you know if that's what you start doing in the military like the Greeks did, as people have said, Louis, you got to understand, you don't even know your history. Oh, yes, I do. I know exactly.
Yeah. You study military.
Not a good idea.
I know my history. Trust me. I think about it every night when my wife rolls over and goes to sleep.
Greeks used to 69 right before they stormed the ramparts or something.
Incredible. My Louis God. Gohmert.
Yeah, that's the most insane. Listen. That's crazier than don't cast aspersions on my asparagus.
I think it might be.
It's a lot of...
I think we may have a winner.
Where did he... Did he take a flight somewhere and read an article on something and was like, oh, look at this. There's a whole story about the Greeks fucking each other.
Giving each other massages. Before the battles. Where
they loved each
up?
Other. The Greek soldiers loved each other.
You shouldn't be in a foxhole with a loose anus.
Right. Shit.
It's bad for morale.
I don't know. I don't know what to say.
I know. It leaves you speechless.
Well, the Greeks. I got it. You know what? He's had that fact in the back of his head for fucking years. And he's like, finally, I get to talk about these naked Greek guys rubbing each other off.
Right.
Well, a little known fact.
Little known fact.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are. You see, if you're very, very stupid, how can you possibly realize that you're very, very stupid? You'd have to be relatively intelligent to realize how stupid you are. There's a wonderful bit of research by a guy called David Dunning at Cornell, who's a friend of mine, I'm proud to say, who's pointed out that in order to know how good you are at something requires exactly the same skills as it does to be good at that thing in the first place, which means, and this is terribly funny, that if you're absolutely no good at something at all, then you lack exactly the skills that you need to know that you're absolutely no good at it. And this explains not just Hollywood, but almost the entirety of Fox News.
The brilliant and wise and insightful John Cleese.
It makes me think he had a bad time doing A Fish Called Wanda with that slap to Hollywood.
Yeah. I think he's a little curmudgeonly.
Yeah. Oh, I think he's funny as shit.
I think he's funny.
Oh, really? I think he spends his whole day.
Also, that the multi-wife problem.
Right.
Oh, with John Cleese.
Well,
I think he's on number four, maybe, or
John,
something like that.
Damn, man. I mean, listen to what you just said.
No. Physician.
Hey, man.
Heal thyself.
What do you think it's like when some dipshit. Do you think there's got to be. You know how William Shatner had that moment with the guy directing the voiceover session he did where he's like, yes.
Yes.
You know, he kind of let the guy have it, the director. Do you think John Cleese has had moments like that with directors? He has to have. There's no way that guy, if someone, you know what I mean?
Maybe.
He's a big famous guy.
He is on number four. Connie Booth for 10 years. Barbara Trentham from 81 to 90. Elise or Alice Eichelberger.
Who got the Fawlty Towers money?
From 92 to 2008. Well, Connie Booth, they co-wrote it together.
Oh, shit.
Connie Booth was the maid. Whose name escapes me, on Fawlty Towers.
So does that mean Connie Booth has to technically share Fawlty Towers money with the ex-wives of this fucking asshole? Kind of?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, how does that
That's
suck?
It's amazing Connie didn't stab John Cleese in the fucking neck.
That's right. She might have to, you know,
damn.
If he incorporated, she might have to make business decisions based on two or three ex-wives.
Oh, shit. Hey, John, I mean, yeah, listen to what you said about being stupid is marriage thing. Don't do it again.
92 to 2008 was Elise Eichelberger, and then Jennifer Wade.
Yeah.
He got remarried in 2012. So 2 years.
No,
there's a newlywed again.
Oh, we hated the shit out of each other.
Oh, what a great middle name. I never knew this was his name. John Marwood Cleese.
Oh.
Marwood.
Marwood!
Born in October. Oh, his birthday's coming up.
Yeah.
In 4 days. October 27th, 1939.
Can you imagine wanting to be separated by someone?
Leaping across Europe.
Oh, yeah. Yes. To be separated from someone to the point where you want it to be fucking legal. That's how much you hate them. And then getting remarried to them?
Right.
How do you tell your friends?
I don't know. He's got two kids.
Yeah.
Camilla and Cynthia.
No, those poor fucking kids. God forbid.
He's the universe.
Oh, shit.
I wonder if they're what they do. Cynthia's – what a difference. Cynthia from 71.
Yeah.
Camilla was born in 84.
You think Dad's dry and condescending as fuck to these kids when they say something stupid? I have a feeling.
I think Dad doesn't know these kids. How long has he been married to these women? He might not have.
Please. He's like, I'll send you money. How's that?
I could be completely wrong. He could be father of the century. I don't know.
He just doesn't, you know, and this goes for most English. He just doesn't have that warm, fuzzy feeling about him, but that's all.
Right.
You know?
Alice Eichelberger was a psychotherapist.
What's that? Bicycles? Oh, brain?
Psychotherapist.
Oh, a psychotherapist. Yeah. Oh, shit. Psychotherapist. I'm so stupid.
The divorce settlement left Eichelberger with £12 million.
Eichelberger!
Including...
Hogan!
Including £600,000 a year for 7 years.
Goddamn. Get out the slide rule, guys. Shit! I could live on that. Could you live on that?
Cleese was quoted as saying...
$600,000?
What I find so unfair is that if we both died today, her children would get much more than mine.
Ooh, he's fun to have in a divorce
proceeding.
Yeah,
he's not happy about
these. How many times has he been married for?
There's a section on his Wikipedia.
How about his wives?
That says, quote, admiration for lemurs.
Hey, listen.
Cleese has a passion for lemurs. Yeah. Following the 1997 comedy Fierce Creatures,
in which
the ring-tailed lemur played a key role, he hosted the 1998 BBC documentary In the Wild, Operation Lemur, with John Cleese.
He couldn't make it work with any of these broads. He's like, let me have a lemur.
We're going to be back in a couple of minutes. Let's come back for the home stretch. I think I blew all my clip wads.
Oh, gross.
But I think we've got
wads. That's hilarious.
I don't have an extended clip wad.
We should just call the show Clip Wad.
Clip wads?
Yeah, it's funny.
Fly on clip wads. But I've got some news from, you know, Texas coming up.
Clip wads.
All kinds of. I've got the right wing bullshittery.
You, sir, are a clip wad.
Has been piling up like a shit tower in an Alaskan outhouse during the winter.
Right.
And
it's so cold it freezes.
So we may go rapid fire. When we come back, I've just got a ton of stories, of really quick stories. And then if we ever get to it...
Rapid fire, just how I like to hunt deer.
For the trashy bullshit news, I don't know, I spotted this, but it's a list of actors who fucking hate each other, refuse to work together.
Oh, that's the best. I love that shit.
Current actors who refuse to work together.
Right.
If we get to it. We'll be back for more. Take a hit, take a shit, whatever you feel necessary to void or intake.
Hello.
Any hole's fine. We'll be back.
Oh, sure.
In a couple of minutes. Don't go away.
Itching to talk to the crowd? Call 855-862-7234.
This is King Kong Bundy, and you're listening to the VOC Nation.
The godless voice of Crab Nation.
None of these assholes would have the balls to say any of this to anyone live.
I get hard as one of them stones. I'm going to hurl at a homosexual.
He's got 6 ounces of weed, and he's saving his roaches?
Bangable and diabetic.
Have the car keys. This is Stevie Wonder.
Free speech zone should just be the air, motherfucker.
Catch the crabs on Crab Nation Live weekdays.
Noon to 2 p.m. Pacific, 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the VOC Nation.
Hey, I'm the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. Are you tired of paying high telephone and internet bills for your business? It's time to call NetCarrier, baby! If you're ready to take your phone service into the cloud, NetCarrier is the place to go to get the best in telecommunication service. Call NetCarrier today for a free analysis of your phone bills. 877-255-7733. That's right, 877-255-7733. Call now.
Looking for a DJ? Looking for someone to host your event? Then look no further. Philadelphia's hottest DJ and host, The Voice of Choice. The Voice of Choice has hosted the hottest events in the tri-state area. Book The Voice of Choice for all your karaoke, conventions, and parties. Go to www.vocnation.com for more information or email The Voice of Choice at voc@vocnation.com.
Hey there, hi there, ho there, thanks for coming on down. It's Save Wrestling, the podcast in the business making towns. Hear all about how I make towns and so much more every Monday right before Raw, 6 p.m. Eastern, here on the VOC Nation. Adios.
The voice of choice here. Are you looking for a videographer for your event, maybe a wedding, party, company video? Well, listen, Metro Media Studios is focused on providing high-quality service and customer satisfaction, and they'll do everything they can to meet your needs. They got a variety of services to choose from. They'll make sure that you get the professionally produced video of your dreams. MetroMediaStudios.com. That's Metro with an A, MediaStudios.com. Check them out today.
It's not easy being in IT today. Data is growing exponentially, technology is changing at an accelerating pace, and the consequences of unplanned downtime are more serious than ever. StorageHype helps eliminate these risks by automating all the data protection and disaster recovery for your laptops, servers, and virtual systems through a single provider. StorageHype can help you free up more time, recover faster, and improve the reliability of your backup process. Visit StorageHype.com.
Business owners, prepare to take charge. Get the latest trends in business and technology every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Eastern, presented by NetCarrier. Tweet your business questions in advance at NetCarrier using the hashtag TakeChargeTuesday. Or call live toll-free at 855-VOC-RADIO.
This is TNA Knockout, Madison Rain, and you're listening to the VOC Nation.
Live from the In the Room studios located in the NetCarrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Slowly rolling my panties down for Crab Nation. Your hosts, Patrick Vile and Ryan Pfeiffer.
Got a point.
Yeah, I guess. Listen, everybody knows the Greeks. They used to get naked and
that's
like.
That's right.
Well, yeah.
Maybe those were the good old days.
Well,
everybody sit around, massage each other, talk about shit.
Yeah,
men
listen,
shit.
One guy looks at the other one. He's like, "Hey, you want to fuck me? You might as well. We're about to die in a bloody pile of shit out
you're
there."
You're getting ready to have a blast, but you are not sure about someone's sexual past. Part of the skin of your genital area has a cover, but most is still exposed to your lover.
You think everybody knows the Greeks. They wore Scrogards, but they were horrible. They were like metal Scrogards. They're the worst.
They were.
And I've had people say, hey, you know, there's nothing wrong with, you know, guys in the military. Look at the Greeks. Well, you know, they did have people come along who they loved. It was the same sex and would give them massages before they went into the bath.
Do you picture Louis Gohmert with one of those, what are those fucking wreaths around their head? Is it, did the Greeks wear that or was that the Romans?
Oh, the laurel leaf, yeah, around the head? Yeah.
Hey,
sure.
Call up Louis. I'm curious. Did the Romans, did they massage each other too, or was it just the Greeks? Who was it? I want to know if all armies used to do that.
I think in Louis's fantasy they do.
What do they call the people in Europe? The hordes of whatever the fuck in Rome, the HBO series Rome. What do they call those people? Because that's how I know my world history. I am so familiar with any era in history that's been on HBO. Like Boardwalk Empire, I know all about that shit because I watched it.
Right.
I know all about New Jersey bullshit. I watched every episode of Sopranos like twice. I know all about that. All about Louisiana from True Blood.
From True Blood?
Right, right.
The, was it the Goths?
I know all
the
about
Visigoths,
Cincinnati,
or whatever,
from
or
John. John Frum. I learned all about Cincinnati.
I think it was the Visigoths.
Was it the Visigoths?
Didn't the Visigoths take Rome?
Hold on!
I don't remember. I don't know my history as well as Louis Gohmert.
Oh, yes. Your massaging history.
My massage history.
The history of massage.
I got a ton of little stories. I got a story. This is about Texas.
Yeah.
And the headline, I mean, it's not funny. The subject is not funny.
Okay.
But actually, none of it's funny.
Now,
there's some sort of backlog.
Yes.
In Texas.
Okay.
They haven't gotten to over 4,000 things that need to be gotten to.
Fuck it. Do it tomorrow.
And it's the processing of rape kits. Dallas police have finally begun testing more than 4,000 old rape kits dating as back as far as 18 years.
My God, I thought you were about to say 1855 or something.
Right.
I was like, holy shit. What was a rape kit like back in the Civil War days?
For DNA, yeah, for DNA evidence.
You got to be kidding me. You got to fucking be kidding me.
They're hoping that they say they're kickstarting a process. They hope will bring delayed justice to victims and rapists.
Are they doing a Kickstarter?
No. Kickstart.
They're
just kickstarting.
Oh, my God. I thought they were like...
Just the term.
Okay.
They're hoping that it'll help the process to bring delayed justice to victims and rapists from as far back as 1996.
How many?
1996.
How many rape kits?
4,000.
Oh, shit.
They think they'll be able to get through about 250 a month.
Well,
hopefully leading to hundreds of new rape investigations over the next year.
Is that a good thing? What a thing to look forward to. I mean, listen, if you're studying law, I don't know how you get in the prosecuting rape business, but try that. That's a good venture.
But this shows there's no war on women because apparently there's a It says they're joining a nationwide effort by authorities to make amends for letting so many kits lie dormant for years. I guess this is going on all over the fucking country. They're like, oh, you got raped. Oh, we'll get
it's
sometime in 2017.
By the way, how long does it take the FDA to approve a fucking hard-on pill?
Oh, run that motherfucker through.
Is there a backlog?
Run it through.
Is there a backlog of Viagra pills and shit waiting to get approved? Fuck no. Good God, that's where do you keep them? It almost seems like...
Well, I'm sorry. There's a person here who's got a point. Executive director of the Dallas Area Rape Crisis Center, her name is Bobby Villarreal, says now these victims from 1996, 97 are saying, how do I tell my new husband about this? How do I tell my grown children that this is popping up in my life again?
I don't know.
It might not be something that everybody knows. And now all of a sudden, the popo are knocking at your dodo.
Yes.
And saying, hey, this 19-year-old panty we've got of yours.
Yeah. Actually, it would be Jerry Orbach. This would be a great Law and Order.
Oh, what would he say?
Hey, what's going on? Oh, listen. If you think your day's bad now.
Yeah. I feel like I smell like a 20-year-old rape kit.
Oh, gee. You know what it's like when they go into the warehouse where they keep the rape kits? It's like where they store the Ark of the Covenant in Indiana Jones.
There, right, right. Dallas police are sending, they're going to send 250 kits a month to Orchid Cellmark, a DNA testing company that has a lab.
Is it in Texas?
And a $4.1 million contract with the state.
Wait a second. Where does this take place?
Dallas, Texas.
Oh, so this is Texas. I was just assuming it was Texas. I just thought, did I even hear you say Texas? Or did I just take a guess?
No, it's
maybe it's Florida. Maybe it's Texas.
Yeah, it's absolutely.
Shit, man.
Don't mess with Texas.
So congratulations to Dallas for unclogging that rape kit clot that they've had. And
better way to say that.
Maybe some poor women from 1996. Are going to get their rapes and
don't mess with Texas. Wait, no, you can absolutely mess with Texas and don't worry about it for a long, long fucking time.
Right.
I mean, God. Do you think you're less likely to catch said rapist if the trails is
what
cold?
20 years later, maybe.
But I guess.
I mean, DNA. They, you know, if they have somebody,
they have a prior
DNA
record, which is probably possible. I'm not.
Some of these people might be in jail. They might be. Hey, yeah. We just hung 8 more rapes on you.
Ring a ding.
Congrats.
Another fucker.
So that is what be going on there in Texas. Lots of stuff.
Hey, boy.
All kinds of fun happens in Texas. There's a crazy.
I mean, do you think this ever happens? Do you think? I don't know. I don't even know what a rape kit looks like, but are the names stuck on one of those label makers? I mean, my God, what if the building's a little too humid inside and labels just peel off and fall to the fucking floor?
Yeah,
I mean, really, what is the filing system? Do you think it's – see, now you and I who have worked –
that there might
listen,
not be top shelf
yes,
filing?
Absolutely. You and I
handling
have worked
a 20-year-old rape kit?
Dude, we've worked in corporate America for companies that make their business – I'm making sure shit gets filed properly, like law firms and stuff.
Right, and they trusted us.
Right, and they probably have their shit together compared to the – I'm just saying Texas. You think there's a list? Or how?
Anywhere.
Is there a list, though? Do you think there's a list where somebody's like rape kit 95B87A?
Probably.
And you look on a spreadsheet? I mean, my God, dude. If
from 96? Do you think they – they were putting shit in spreadsheets? And
no, honestly, there is a crate of floppy disks.
Right.
And I'm not even saying the hard kind. You remember the old school, like, big plastic floppy disks that right. has a spreadsheet with, like...
And old baggies with cum stains.
Well, yeah! What else?
A little crude, but, you
but
know.
It's true,
accurate.
Man. Listen. God.
If you go to our Facebook.com/crabdiving.
What a fucking nightmare.
There's all kinds of fun and games going on there. We also have a link to a latest Fox News ninny, Kimberly Guilfoyle. This one, have you heard this one?
No.
Duckface Kimberly?
Yeah, I saw Duckface on Facebook.
Frequent Duckfacer, we said.
Right. Oh.
She said... on one of these idiot Fox shows, one of these panels, they were talking about jurors, and she said, talking about young women as jurors, and she said, well, they should, they don't get it and shouldn't be on juries, young women.
Yeah.
And, excuse them so they can go on Tinder or Match.com.
By the way.
Just get rid of those young gals.
Well, you know it's
juries.
All dudes on those sites anyway, Duckface lady.
Right.
All those dating sites. Right. There's an inordinate amount of dudes on those sites. There has to be. There has to be many more dudes than women. It's like, you know.
They're, quote, they're like healthy and hot and running around without a care in the world.
Oh, really? Massaging each
all
other
these,
before
all
battle.
All these herds of leaping young women, beautifully running free range.
They're so daft
with
and delectable.
With flowers in their hair.
Right.
Running around. They don't want to do any of that jury stuff. They don't care. They don't know what's going on.
This lady's got quite the world view.
Fucking idiot.
Everything's a slumber party to her.
Kimberly Guilfoyle.
Could you imagine getting raped and then, like, they're like, do you want to do a rape kit so we can catch you did this in the next 15 to 20 years?
Right. God, we'll get back to you in 2037. Don't worry.
Oh,
we're on top of it.
God. What were they doing instead?
In Texas?
What were they doing? I mean,
they
had to
shit out of black people.
Oh, right. It takes a long time. I mean, if you want to do it right.
You got to arrest black people for possessing a joint.
Yeah. We got a lot of black people to throw in jail today. I just can't get to those rapes. It's not going to happen.
I've got a story. There's a conservative columnist, lunatic, right-wing nutjob named Douglas McKinnon.
I don't think
we've ever talked about him before.
I've never heard of him.
He's a former speechwriter for presidents, the sainted, vaulted Ronald Reagan.
Suck a dick.
Singularly shat upon this country's economy.
Bedtime for Bonzo.
Trickle-down bullshit.
Oh my God! He used to work with a chimp.
He also was this guy was a speechwriter for GHWB.
Good God,
Daddy Bush.
I mean, if
Bush
you were,
the Greater.
If you were relatively famous, yeah, and you somebody offered you a sitcom, they're like, "Who's my co-star going to be? Is going to be somebody good, somebody interesting? We're going to have you work with a chimpanzee."
I'd be more embarrassed about working with Reagan.
Oh yeah. Oh, are you saying you feel bad?
I think Bonzo was pissed. I think Bonzo was like, fuck this, man. Ronald Reagan?
You think Bonzo ever took anybody aside and with sign language? He's like, there's no way you're going to let this guy be president.
Right. So this guy wrote a new book called The Secessionist States of America.
No. Hey,
the blueprint for creating a traditional values country. Now.
Toodaloo, assholes. Have fun. We're going to invade you and bomb the living fuck out of you and take your shit.
His belief is that the southern states, starting with Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina,
Florida!
Should leave the United States immediately.
Not Florida.
I'm telling you what Douglas McKinnon wants.
We're not going to give this asshole the coastal cities. Fuck you!
So that they can implement a Christian system of government.
Right. We're going to turn Florida into Iran. That's what they want to fucking do.
He envisions other states joining, but he's not sure about Texas because, quote, there have been a number of incursions into Texas and other places from some of the folks in Mexico.
Oh, shit.
A number of tainted. A growing number of our leaders seem determined to erase our borders, he wrote. Do away with the rule of law. Expand the nanny state into a theology. Isn't that interesting?
What the fuck?
Bankrupt or punish American companies in the name of fighting climate change.
Oh, my God. He doesn't believe in
How dare you bankrupt a nice coal plant that's belching out black... Why has it got to be black? Smoke.
Let me get this straight at Vile Experience. The guy that wants to make Florida his own like, little right-wing nut job country isn't worried about climate change. I mean, you know.
Kristanaban or whatever.
Yeah. He doesn't believe in climate change, but yet you're going to rule Florida as your own.
I know, it's hard to believe. There's going to be a lot less.
I mean, right. I mean, it's going to be a swamp, stupid.
Replace it. Censor, demonize the history of Western civilization, replace it with multiculturalism, give every kid a trophy, and turn them into wimps. Continue to support the completely unfunded public employee pensions, which are destroying the financial solvency of cities, counties, and states across our nation. No, it's not the unfunded public employee pensions, you cunt.
Right.
It's the welfare that's going to the fucking corporations.
Right.
And the Koch brothers.
And unlike Bristol, when you say the C word, you include the U.
That's right.
Liquid U. Oh, actually, cunt's not liquid U. They'd be cunt. Ooh, I like that better.
Of course, he says they're adding billions a day to the debt, destroying healthcare system to substitute socialized medicine, vilify fossil fuels, which they should be, and attack all faith in God with a particular and unhinged bias against the Christian faith, he argues.
I mean, we give these fossil fuels a real long leash. Do you remember looking at the graphic of how much of the Gulf had fucking oil all over it. I mean, you turned the Gulf of Mexico fucking black. And still with the fossil fuels.
He said President Lincoln waged an illegal war that was, in fact, not declared against the South after the South basically did what we're talking about in this book now.
In terms
of peacefully, legally, and constitutionally leaving the Union. So he said the poor beleaguered South had legally said, fuck y'all, to America.
Does this guy believe in gay marriage?
We're keeping our black people.
Yes.
We're legally leaving the party, and that, you know, President Lincoln illegally declared war on those poor Southern.
Shit, this guy sounds like somebody that wants to revisit slavery.
But the best part of all this, I mean, it just goes on. You know, if you believe in traditional values, if you're Christian, blah, 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 blah.
Who wants to live in the country of Florida?
Guess what he wants to name the country?
Oh,
I will give you
God.
Three guesses as to what this guy, conservative fuckwadosaurus Douglas McKinnon, wants to secede. Realistically, he's thinking he can get Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina. Right now, doesn't want Texas, too many Mexicans. he's
one
hoping more will join, but right now he thinks it's the new country that he's going to legally secede is going to be called
the Republic of Christianville or some shit like that. Nope. The United States of Jesus?
Nope.
Damn it!
One more try.
Okay. Am I on the right track?
No.
Oh, I'm not. Ronald Reaganville?
Reagan.
He wants you to call the country.
Reagan.
Like
Cher, one name. You don't have to give it two names.
Are you sure it's Ronald Reagan or not? Or the character from Lear, King Lear? It's not the King Lear's daughter, Reagan?
Is that the name of the King Lear's daughter?
Yeah.
Reagan, wow.
Remember, because... Well,
I don't remember.
Well, only reason we had this conversation one time before, and we had to go into it, but you might know someone that had named their daughter that. And I said, right. And I said, like an asshole, is it after the character in King Lear? And then you threw a glass at me.
Right. Because they live in Texas, these people who named their kid Reagan.
It's not from the play, huh?
So
Reagan, they want to call the country Reagan.
He wants to make a new country without any homos, without any Mexicans, only Christians, only white Christians. I guess maybe they'll let some black people in if they're Christians.
Oh yeah, dude. Yeah.
And they're gonna call it
Reagan. Reagan. Welcome to the country of Reagan. Oh my God.
Yeah, to a box of dildos.
Yeah, why not? Hey, sure.
So that is the name of the new country that is going to be.
Please welcome the wickedly talented one and only Adel Dazeem.
Well, let me tell you something. Somebody's going to be flying the fuck out of that country because I don't think John Travolta is going to want to live in Reagan.
I think, Reagan.
Hey, it's time to move.
I think John Travolta's 727 may not put down.
No. Goodbye, asshole.
In Reagan.
Barbarino's out.
Right. So that's what's going on there. We got a couple minutes left here on the show. Don't forget to download us as a podcast if you miss any of this fine program. You
can
go to crabdiving.
Shit.
crabdiving.com will get you all the past episodes that you want to try to.
You can hear all about
to.
The Greek wrestlers.
That's right.
Rubbing each other down.
Sadly, we're not going to get to the actors that fucking hate each other.
Oh, can we do it tomorrow?
We'll do that tomorrow.
Kate, put it on the big board. Actors that hate each other.
We'll also have the top five songs of the week because it is Friday. We're going to wrap up the week.
Come on.
I've got one more quick story before we wrap it up here.
Okay.
A little bit about guns. This is the broken Broken Bow School Board. Broken Bow Public Schools in Nebraska.
Oh, shit.
The school board has finally made a decision.
Hell yes.
And in celebration of freedom,
America,
they have decided that in school photos for the high school, they will allow students to pose with their guns.
Oh, I thought you were going to say dicks out.
Same thing.
Come on. Hey, that's bullshit.
A student asked if he could be if he
Fuck
could
you.
Pose with his guns.
Is that the onion?
6-0 to allow the guns in photos as long as the images are
what
tasteful.
How old are these kids?
High school.
Oh, God. You've got to be fucking kidding me.
We'll put the story up on Facebook.com/crabdiving. We're in our last minute here. Thanks for joining us, everybody, here on a Thursday.
Hey.
We'll be back tomorrow, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific, 3 to 5 p.m. on the Eastern Type Coast,
oh
live.
That's right.
After we're done, we're on the Stitcher. We're all over the fucking place. Go to crabdiving.com. You'll find links to wherever you want to find us, if you like. Ryan
Yay.
Pfeiffer, tonight, Burbank. Flappers.
That's right.
Go to @RatedRComedy. Find out where and when.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter @VileExperience. Oh, so Vile.
Don't forget us on Facebook
Yay.
And G+ and God. Twitter and Instagram and all over the place. Everything and anything is at crabdiving.com.
That's
Take
right.
care, everybody. Hey, give each other a massage.
This has been Crab Nation. Did you get your itch scratched? If you want more of the craft, download the Crab Diving Podcast on iTunes or on crabdiving.com. Catch the crabs on Twitter @crabdiving and on Facebook @facebook.com/crabdiving. Thanks for listening.